AM 1220, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. It's time for Midweek Focus, and my first guest today is Rebecca Undem. She's with Growing Small Towns. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jacob. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this. So you kind of have a big night coming up here. It will be next week now. And so let's talk about this. There's going to be, you know, TV stations here, and there's going to be a grand opening. So it's kind of the a big hoot and holler about what you guys have going on. So tell me about what's coming up.
Right. So Growing Small Towns is, just to give a little background, we're a 501c3 organization. We serve seven counties in Southeast North Dakota, and we're headquartered in a building at 510 Main Avenue in Oaks, on Main Street in Oaks. And so we have an event and business and basically an arts center. It's a big multi-purpose space, that also has co-working. So we opened with our first event on July 29th. And now next week, we've got a really cool opportunity to celebrate not only a local artist, which will be one of the key programs that we do here at Growing Small Towns, but also just celebrating what Oaks is as a community and what people can expect if they were going to look to move here or start a business here. So next, so the 29th, Wednesday the 29th, we're doing our first art exhibit. And so we're doing an opening, basically a gallery opening. So we've got this beautiful space in the front of our building that is a nice backdrop for showcasing local art. And our first artist, her name is Amanda Hagen. She's with Heartstrings Art Studio in Leonard, North Dakota. So a tiny little town. Amanda had married an Oaks native. And then she built us or designed us a custom piece for our space that's a permanent feature in our building. And so she'll have an installation of art that will be featured here, and it'll be up for 2 to 3 months, and then we'll rotate that out. So she's our very first one, and we're so thrilled to have her. So from 5 to 8 is an open house where she will bring all the rest of her art down, and it will be available for sale. And the real reason we're doing this is to try and make art more accessible to people. She's a beautiful spirit. She's an awesome person. At 7 o'clock, we'll be doing an artist Q&A with her, so people can ask her questions as well. So that's the first thing. And that kicks off a whole line of programming, right? And then shortly after our kickoff event on the 29th of July, I was contacted by Chris Berg, who is has a syndicated TV show called Point of View with Chris Berg out of Fargo. And he, a mutual friend, somebody that had been to my building for two different events, reached out to him and said, you've got to call her and talk about what she's doing. So also on the 29th, Chris Berg's TV show will be streaming live from our building and from that event. So we get a chance to highlight what Oaks is and who we are.
Absolutely. And so great event that people can check out. And so let's kind of talk about a little bit about, you guys have all sorts of events that come up throughout the year. Let's talk about how people can stay connected and all of that.
So the best way to stay connected with what we're doing at Growing Small Towns is just going to growingsmalltowns.org. We are also in the process, we meaning me, as our economic development arm for Oaks, and then Kasha at the Chamber, we're partnering on a revamp of our city website as well. So soon, we're really, like, fingers crossed, hoping we can create a community-wide events calendar again, just to give people that one-stop shop where you can see everything that's going on in the community. Because it's really hard, right, to keep your arms around all the stuff that's going on at any given time. But our events will always be on our website, so that's the first thing. But this TV show opportunity, we really encourage people. Like, I'll say it, if you don't care about art and that's not your thing at all, we still want as many people to be in this building as possible at 6:30 p.m. Because we're going to open the show and the whole thing is going to be done live. So the more people, it's about, you know, being, it's festive, a celebratory spirit with energy, and people create that energy.
Absolutely. So getting people out there and kind of portraying that really fun and good picture that Oaks has. So awesome. Anything else that we wanted to mention while we got you here?
You know, I don't think so. I think I do encourage people. Right now, we've still wrapping a few renovation items in our space. So, like, it can't function the way it will at one point, like when our doors are in, that then it'll function as it was meant to. But so for now, we encourage people to stop in, you know, call me. You can ask questions if you're interested in renting any of the facility for your own events, or you're interested in partnership, or you're interested in co-working. People right now just have to let me know. Our website is almost ready to do online booking and things like that. But yep, they can let me know and I'd be happy to show them around.
All right. And let's get those event details one last time.
Yeah. So September 29th is a Wednesday, next Wednesday. From 5 to 8 is the open, the art gallery for Amanda Hagen's opening. And then 6:30 sharp is when Point of View will go live from our site or from our space.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. Again, that's Rebecca Undone with Growing Small Towns for Midweek Focus on the Tornado.